Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. You know what Saturn and Pisces and Neptune and all that is? Oh, shit. We got to review what we was thinking about old P. Diddy. Maybe he ain't the guy we thought he was. He was paying the pick. Hey, he was doing some Pisces shit. Drugging people. Putting spiking drinks. Talk about an ego falling in relationships. Ain't that the sun in Libra? P. Diddy? Venus in Scorpio? Ain't that dude a Scorpio? Ain't he a Scorpio? I think, shit, Venus. Hey, I don't know what degree. Hey, I just told you Uranus. Uranus is retrograde in Taurus, which is opposite of Scorpio. So depending on what degree his sun is, all of this stuff could be all this Uranus action coming out. Oh, it's Uranus, strange, unusual, shocking, shock and awe. What is P. Diddy stuff? I don't even know what his stuff is. November 4th, sun is at 12 degrees Scorpio. Speaking of Virgo, look like he's a Virgo moon. Mercury in Scorpio, Venus, he got Venus in Libra, Mars in Cap. Oh shit, there it is, y'all, there it is. P. Diddy got Mars in Capricorn at 29 degrees. And what did I just tell you? Pluto is at 29 degrees Capricorn. Retrograde. Pluto is uncovering all that Mars energy. That he was doing behind closed doors. Pluto is exposing all that ouch. You know, Mars is exalted in Capricorn, and so if he got Mars at 29 degrees Capricorn exalted, you know, that would match his I could do anything attitude. I'm the boss. Ooh, which would be an example of, you know, people be like, you know, hey, I got this in detriment. I got this in fall. Hey, this is in the sign that rules and this is exalted. And people would think, hey, what's exalted mean? Exalted means, hey, this planet likes to be in this sign. It's like its favorite, one of its favorite places. But with P. Diddy, with Mars exalted in Capricorn at the 29th degree, you can see how having a planet in exaltation could work against you and not in your favor. Look like he got Jupiter in Libra, Saturn in Taurus, Uranus in Libra. So he got three planets. Hey, oh shit! Didn't I just tell y'all? The South Node in Libra. The Sun is in fall in Libra. South Node and all that's been traveling through. And it's the last one and it's coming to the end. You got Neptune and Scorpio. Oh shit, y'all. He got Neptune and Scorpio at 27 degrees. Where I tell you Uranus is at right now. Where's Uranus at right now, y'all? Uranus is at 26 degrees Taurus. opposite his Neptune. What's Neptune? Illusions, delusions, creating a fall, creating a picture, a false picture. And now we all shocked and amazed that the feds go in there and find $1,000 or 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lube. Oh, hey, Pisces. Pisces is film and video. Didn't they? Hey, he was filming out all that shit. That's Neptune. Hey, he was recording all that shit. Recording all his mayhem. Woo! And he probably was using that as blackmail. Hey, y'all. He also has Pluto at 26 degrees Virgo. What does that mean? And I just told you, Uranus is at 26 degrees Taurus. So Uranus is trying his Pluto right now. Oh, hell. North node at 18 degrees Pisces. Saturn sitting right on that thing. Oh, hell. Chiron and Aries at 3 degrees. Where's this eclipse happening? South node at 6 degrees. And it's Chiron, the wounded healer, at 3 degrees, Aries. Ruler of that Chiron is that exalted Mars, all of that. So, is the chicken, what they call that? The chicken's coming home to roost. Because all that stuff, all the pain and hurt and stuff that he did as an executive, Capricorn, executive, corporate, executive, in the music industry, Pisces. Well, if he is a Virgo moon, he's going to have a lot of time to sit back and analyze how he emotionally feel about what's going on. Oh man. Ooh. Hey, Jupiter is currently at 21 degrees. Gemini in detriment. His Jupiter is at 21 degrees Libra. Trying. And so that Jupiter detriment. All the stuff coming out. Gemini. Other stuff he did with relationships and business contracts, Libra. Stringing that girl Cassie along for a music contract, knowing he wanted her for a slave. Well, can you say South node has to do with karma? Nodes. If you ask an Indian astrologer, Rahu and Ketu, it's all about karma. If you ask an evolutionary astrologer, Pluto is all about karma. And he got Pluto on his Mars, so his karma's coming to him for all this Mars energy he been out here doing. Hey, Jupiter in detriment. Now that he's locked up and in trouble, everybody want to tell they dirt on him, huh? Gemini, everybody want to tell they dirt. He did this to me. Yeah, he did this to me too. Well, you think you got it bad? Well, he did this to me. Oh, man. You know what's interesting? I went over to my buddy's house the other day, and we were just sitting there, and he was like, man, I'm surprised you ain't said nothing about P. Diddy. I said, I ain't got nothing to say, bro. No Diddy. And here it is. I just finished talking about P. Diddy. Ain't that something? But, you know, that goes to show you, you know, energy, that how you looking at energy and all that stuff. All right. By the way, what I just said going down for all of us in certain way. Where's your Libra? Where's your Aries? Where's your Libra? Where's your Aries? If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.